Hi everyone, this is our midweek podcast for Wednesday the 9th of June. We're going to be looking at a few verses in Psalm 73. If you'd like to turn that up, let's pray that the Lord would help us. Our Father, we thank you for your word that feeds our faith, that nourishes us. And we pray it would do that for us today, that we might grow in ways that are good for us and glorifying to you, for we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 73, verses 25 and 26. Whom have I in heaven but you, and earth has nothing I desire besides you? My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I wonder if you've ever had a meal where the portions were too small. So you got to the end, finished and basically still hungry, want to eat some more. Or have you, can you remember a meal where basically the portions were too big and you just couldn't stop yourself and just rather regretted it afterwards? I guess the perfect meal, isn't it, is one where you get to the end and you sit back and you're full but not too full. It's just a great feeling of contentment. Imagine a meal like that. You finish enjoying a meal with friends. Just right. Your portion is just what you need to be satisfied. And that's the idea when people in the Bible say that God is my portion. They're saying without him, they are empty, they are lacking. But with him, they don't need anything else to be content. This idea of being satisfied is very attractive, isn't it? And particularly in our culture, it's one of the ironies of our particular sort of society that we are one of the most privileged there's ever been. We have countless blessings, material comforts that previous generations couldn't have imagined. We have so many choices and opportunities. So we are greatly blessed, and yet the research says time and again that we are far from happy and that we are in many ways the least satisfied and sort of content. And the problem is that it seems we have almost too much choice sometimes. We don't know what to choose. You might know that feeling of supermarket or a shop where it's just a countless options and you just don't know which one to go for, or you have this anxiety about making a wrong choice, or it's often reported that we feel anxiety about what other people have and what they're doing. You know that particular ailment of our time, FOMO, fear of missing out. So you might be having a lovely holiday and enjoying yourself, and then you notice some other people and you kind of think, oh, they're having a better time than me, and makes you agitated. And of course social media just exacerbates that, as it people post images of them having perfect meals, perfect holidays, perfect families, and so on. We so easily become discontent. We think, oh, how I wish I had a house or a car or a family or holidays or clothes or a body or a life like them. The only remedy for this is truly to know that the Lord is our portion, that he is just enough, that he is all that we need. And somebody who learned that was Asaph in Psalm 73. Asaph was a believer, but when he looked around at the unbelievers around him and everything they were enjoying, he almost wanted to give up. So I'll skim through some bits. Psalm 73, verses 1 to 3, he says, "Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I'd nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." So as he saw people around him ignoring God, but seemingly living happy and prosperous lives, he felt he was losing out as he tried to trust and obey the Lord despite the difficulties. So he says, verse 12, This is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on amassing wealth. Surely in vain I've kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I've been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishments. He's perplexed by all of this until the point at which he enters the temple, God's sanctuary, and that is when his perspective changes, as he is reminded of two great truths. The first is he remembers the judgment to come, so he gets that eternal perspective. He realizes that although those who reject God may enjoy life now, eventually they will face him and they will be overthrown. But then secondly, and we'll focus a bit more on this, he remembers who God is and all that he has done for him. So I'll pick up verse 23. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterwards you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Previously he felt, because I follow the Lord, I'm missing out. But now he knows that the Lord is all he needs. And it's worth picking out the kind of aspects of God's goodness to him that he reflects on, that bring that contentment. Because they're just the things we need to remember, especially if we are struggling with a lack of contentment. So he speaks of God's presence. Verse 23, you hold me by your right hand. So wherever we are in life, the Lord is with us and he's holding on to us like a father grasping the hand of their little child. We have that security that we're in his grip. He's holding on to us. That gives us security that we will never find in chasing after the things that we see other people have. We kind of grasp after those things. He holds on to us. And then he speaks of the Lord's guidance. He says, you guide me with your counsel. So in his word, the Lord kindly shows us his good ways and he teaches us his wisdom so that we live rightly in his world and see things clearly. And so we value the things that are best for us and make wiser choices. And then he speaks of God's glory. He says, you will take me into glory. And of course, that is a great promise and an eternal promise. You know, the risen Jesus has promised to take us to be with him, to enjoy his happiness, to join him in his Father's house. So like Asaph, we need an eternal perspective just to understand what the Lord has in store for us, and therefore to understand what we really need as we reflect on our lives now. It may be at the moment that we don't have all that we want or we may desire, but eternally we certainly will not miss out. So let's pray that seeing and appreciating all that we have in Christ, and we need God's help to do that, that he would be growing us in a joyful contentment. And they say the secret of contentment is thankfulness. So I thought I would, for our prayer today, I'd use the prayer, the Church of England prayer of general thanksgiving. It's a real favourite of mine because it acknowledges, thanks God for the blessings of this life, but then there's a particular emphasis on the blessings that we have in Christ. So let's pray. And perhaps as we start, we might bring to mind the things that we're tempted to grasp after at the moment. So, Lord, we want to confess those unhealthy desires to you. Forgive us that we act like you are not enough for us. And now we pray. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you most humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And give us, we pray, such a sense of all your mercies that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we might show forth your praise not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in, for listening in, and do look out for our Friday pandemic prayer meeting happening again, 8:30 on Friday morning. The link for that Zoom meeting is in the email that that came to you with this podcast. But I hope you're having a good week, and hope to see you this Sunday. Do book yourself in for Sunday morning and evening. Sunday club's back on. Look forward to seeing many of you then.